you and Bob created this show that became a national show.
Right.
What were you doing that was part of the zeitgeist that created this?
It actually wasn't so much a zeitgeist as one individual at NPR who kind of thought this had some potential. He got in touch and said, we'd like to think about syndicating this. But he said, every day you make me a movie, and I come for the movie and I stay for the music. And I think that's why it could work. I liked that because for Bob and me and for you and for everybody here, really, what we should serve is radio. That's our medium. And we happen to be using this music, which we happen to really love and has the potential to make an incredibly rich tapestry and great radio because of the way the music can naturally connect with all the other arts. We didn't have to be that obviously or overtly reverential about the music. If the show was successful and people listened, they were getting the music. You know, we didn't have to be constantly genuflecting to it. You can bounce around. If you get the right stories, it connects with everything. It really does. I mean, there's a way of doing this that is really about storytelling, and then the music takes over. Because the storytelling is what we contribute to it, and the music is a fait accompli. You know, it's there. We play a recording. That was kind of the ferment of it, I guess.
It went to NPR, and they distributed it?
Back then, just before All Things Considered was over, I would walk over to the wall and start the tape and then walk back and start our show. And then we'd collect 5 days of these tapes and then FedEx them to DC. And so we had to start early before the launch date, like 6 weeks early, so that we could make sure that we had enough tapes. They started airing them the 1st of January. And then the darndest thing happened, the Gulf War, 1991. So we get a call saying that you have to go into the studio now and record a show with the proper tone for what's happening. And they wanted us to include a 4-minute news window. This was absolutely new for a music program. And so we had to dump 6 weeks of programming.
Oh, yeah, and that's standard now. Well, they have a 1-minute billboard,
right,
and then they break for 5 minutes or so, and
right,
then the program starts. So you started basically back in 81, is that?
Yeah, it was the end of 81.
So how much has the tech advanced?
You know, we played all records, of course, LPs. We got our first CD in 1985. I remember that. It was a Wagner CD with the Seattle Symphony. Announcers used to be responsible for recording programs off the satellite on open reel, which was a physical chore. You know, the
reel-to-reel.
Reel-to-reel tape decks that were on a bank. The tapes would fire when the satellite sent the programs automatically, but you had to have the tape up, right? One time when I was doing a shift, I had to record one of the Bach Passions. I think it was the St. Matthew Passion. It was a very long work. Took 2 complete reels, at least I thought. It turns out there was a 3rd reel, and it came to be broadcast on Easter. And at the end of the 2nd reel, it just ended, and there was nothing else. I did that. That was mine, if you remember. St. Matthew Passion, sometime in the early 80s or mid-80s, that was me. People were not pleased, understandably so.
The magic of radio.
Yeah.